2 от мястото на събитието.
Церемония по символичното предаване на председателството на Съвета на Европейския съюз на Австрия от 30 юни.
Sehr geehrte Damen und Herren, vor allem aber lieber Boyko Borisov und lieber Donald Tusk, ich freue mich sehr, dass wir euch heute hier in Österreich begrüßen dürfen. Ich darf mich ganz herzlich für euer Kommen bedanken und ich freue mich, dass wir dieses Zusammentreffen nicht wie sonst meistens in Sitzungssälen haben, sondern dass wir dieses Zusammentreffen heute hier in der schönen Steiermark mit einem wunderschönen Blick über unser schönes österreichisches Land, über unsere schöne Republik hier gemeinsam genießen dürfen. Ich darf Ihnen sagen, dass wir stolz und froh sind, dass wir mit 1. Juli den Ratsvorsitz in der Europäischen Union übernehmen dürfen. Das ist eine große Ehre für uns, das ist aber auch eine große Verantwortung für uns, denn wir wissen, dass das internationale Umfeld im Moment ein schwieriges ist. Spannungen mit Russland, eine unberechenbar gewordene Situation in den USA und auch innerhalb der Europäischen Union die Herausforderung, dass mit dem Brexit erstmals ein Land freiwillig die Europäische Union verlässt. Wir wollen den Ratsvorsitz nutzen, um Brückenbauer in der Europäischen Union zu sein, Spannungen innerhalb Europas wieder abzubauen und so sicherzustellen, dass die Europäische Union eine starke ist. Wir wollen vor allem einen Beitrag dazu leisten, dass wir ein schlankes, aber auch ein geeintes und vor allem ein fokussiertes Europa schaffen. Und wir wollen einen Schwerpunkt setzen auf das Thema der Sicherheit. Wir wollen ein Europa schaffen, das schützt. Ein Europa, das zum einen uns Sicherheit gibt, aber das natürlich auch den Wohlstand absichert, der in Europa geschaffen und aufgebaut wurde. In all diesen Bereichen wollen wir als Ratsvorsitz einen Beitrag leisten. Erfolgreich können wir natürlich nur sein, wenn es eine starke Zusammenarbeit gibt von allen Mitgliedstaaten in der Europäischen Union, eine gute Zusammenarbeit mit Donald Tusk, mit Präsident Juncker, aber auch mit dem Europäischen Parlament. Wir sind uns der Verantwortung bewusst. Wir wollen Gastgeber in unserem schönen Österreich sein und wir sind froh, wenn wir nach den 6 Monaten sagen können, dass wir einen positiven Beitrag für dieses schöne Europa geleistet haben. Vielen Dank, lieber Boyko, für die tolle Arbeit, die Bulgarien in den letzten 6 Monaten geleistet hat. Vielen Dank, Donald, für die gute Zusammenarbeit auch schon in der Vorbereitung. Wir sind uns bewusst, dass die Verantwortung groß ist, aber ich kann Ihnen auch sagen, wir freuen uns darauf.
Здравейте, благодаря ви много, че сте тук и желая да ви приветствам с добре дошли. Желая преди всичко да приветствам нашите гости, господин президентът на Европейския съвет Туск и, разбира се, министър-президентът на България Бойко Борисов. Благодаря ви, че дойдохте. Ние избрахме това местонахождение за пресконференцията, за да не затваряме нашите гости в една заседателна зала, а за да можем да ги приемем тук, в сърцето на Австрия, в сърцето на Штирия. Ние сме изключително горди, че на 1 юли можем да приемеме председателството на Европейският съвет. За нас това е чест, но и отговорност. В момента Европа се намира в едно трудно и сложно положение, ситуацията не е лесна. Съществуват различни напрежения с Русия, с Съединените щати. Също така Европа преживява и излизането на Обединеното кралство от Европейския съюз. Австрия желае да бъде една страна, която изгражда мостове. Ние желаеме да намалим тези напрежения. Ние желаем да работим за един много силен Европейски съюз. Ние ще се опитаме и ще дадем нашият принос за една сигурна, обща, обединена и фокусирана Европа. Нашето мото е Европа, която защитава. Европа на сигурността. Но нашето мото е и една Европа, която се грижи за благосъстоянието на своите граждани. Ние работиме много успешно с Европейският съвет, с Европейската комисия, с Европейският парламент. Ние се радваме, че можем да бъдем домакини на следващото председателство и ще работим много интензивно през тези 6 месеца. Благодаря ти, Бойко, за чудесната работа, която България свърши по време на своето президентство. Благодаря ти, Доналд, и на теб за твоето сътрудничество. Благодаря и на всички присъстващи.
Thank you. Wiedersehen.
Thank you, Mr. Lansky. First of all, I would like to welcome Boyko Borisov and Donald Tusk to Austria. I'm very happy that you could join us here in Styria, and I'm also very happy that this is not taking place again in the usual boardroom setting, but outside in the beautiful landscape of Styria, with a beautiful view over Austria, our republic. On the 1st of June, Austria will take over the presidency in the Council of the European Union, and this is something that makes us very proud. It is a privilege and it is a responsibility, because it comes at a very difficult time. So if we just look at a situation with Russia, with the US, for example, and also if we look at the fact that Brexit will be the first occasion of a country actually leaving the Union of its own choice. We want to use these 6 months in order to build bridges in the European Union and to reduce tensions in the Union. We intend to build an efficient, united and focused Europe. We are also focusing on building a Europe that protects, which is the motto of our presidency. And to protect, to make Europe a protective union, we need to see prosperity and competition strengthened. Success in these terms is only possible if we cooperate with all countries in the European Union, and if we get successful cooperation in place also with President Tusk and with the European Parliament and Mr. Juncker. We are well aware of our responsibility, and I hope very much that after 6 months we can stand here and say that it has been a successful time. I would like to thank Boyko and Donald for their cooperation and their support, and I would like to thank Boyko for everything he has done in the past 6 months. I look forward to our presidency.
Thank you, madam. Mr. Prime Minister. Yeah, Minister President.
Уважаеми Себастиан, уважаеми Дон, скъпи приятели, действително тук се чувстваме като в дома си, защото нашите планини, Родопите, и Рила, и Пирин, и Стара планина, просто толкова са красиви и еднакви, че действително с голяма радост съм за първи път на два място.
Dear Donald, dear Mr. Kurz, thank you very much for bringing us here together. We are here at a very beautiful location that we have the privilege and honor today to stand in.
Нашето лого беше Съединението прави силата. Символиката в вашето лого на австрийското председателство е Европа, която защитава.
And as you have mentioned, the logo and the you have chosen for your presidency is a Europe that protects.
А ние можем да се защитаваме само когато сме един.
But we can ensure that protection only when we stand united, all of us.
Радвам се, че просто да знаете, през тези 6 месеца на българското председателство с Себастиан Курц имахме непрекъснат диалог, непрекъснато съм го запознавал с това, което правиме по време на нашето председателство, за да може и неговите приоритети, които са и Западни Балкани, и дигитална инфраструктура, и сигурност, и миграция, и социална Европа, да може да бъде информиран за това, което правиме и съответно да го надгражда по време на неговото председателство.
And here I would like to highlight that in this regard, what I have made it an aim to do together with my team is during our presidency to constantly keep informed the Austrian side and to speak to Sebastian about our common priorities that we share, including on the digital agenda, including also on issues related to security and migration, and also ensuring social Europe. And my main aim has always been to be able to exchange that information, to inform about what we have managed to achieve in order for us to accumulate these achievements and the progress so that Austria can then take it further.
Ние в следващите 6 месеца сме в тройката, кои има нужда, винаги сме на среща да окажем съдействие или помощ или за мнение.
We during the next 6 months still remain part of the Troika, and we will always remain at your disposal should you need any support from our side or any opinion that you would like us to share.
много сложно време, както Себастиан каза, но с това ще завърша. Да благодаря на Доналд, на съвета, на неговия екип, на Себастиан и неговия екип, да му пожелая успех и действително да имаме австрийско председателство на Европа, която защитава всяка една държава.
And here I would like to say again thank you to Sebastian and to Donald. We will remain ready to stand together with you and to be able to truly achieve a Europe that protects and that serves the interests of the citizens.
Mr. President, please.
First of all, grüß Gott.
First of all.
I would like to thank the Chancellor for his hospitality and wish him all the best with Austria's EU presidency. There is a huge amount of work to be done and limited time, but I feel we could not be in better hands. Given its location, Austria has always been at the heart of Europe, a meeting point between East and West, South and North. Thanks to this central role, Austria has become an essential bridge builder in the EU, not just economically and culturally, but also politically. And I know that you, Sebastian, given your own experience and past, will have a great sense in your heart as well as mind of how to make this bridge-building presidency a success for all of Europe. Austria's motto for its EU presidency is a Europe that protects. You could not have chosen a better motto, in my opinion. The need for security, as old as humanity, manifested itself with all its force during the migration crisis. The people of Europe expect us, and they have done for a long time, to show determination in our actions to restore the sense of security and order. People want this, not because they became xenophobian and want to put up walls against the rest of the world, but because it is the job of every political authority to enforce the law, to protect its territory and the border. As our summit in the past days has shown, we are all working hard to ensure that the very words European Union are associated with stability, not instability. Security, not a lack of security. Above all, we must be united in this effort. And here I am, of course, counting on you, Sebastian. As a faithful reader of the works of your great compatriots, such as Karl Popper and Friedrich August von Hayek, I would like to warn all those who look for order and security in the public life not to do it at the cost of freedom. In the history of Europe and Austria, of Poland and Bulgaria, the road to security has all too often become the road to serfdom. Finally, I am also pleased that the presidency will focus on securing stability in Europe's neighborhood. As the saying goes, a good neighbor is better than a distant friend, especially today when we do not have that many distant friends. Thanks to the efforts of Bojko, we have made good progress in strengthening the European perspective of the Western Balkans. I have no doubt that Austria will build on this legacy. Alles Gute, Sebastian.
Danke, Herr Präsident.
Света е футбол последните дни.
And here I would like to just add one thing, just a moment, because the world is
позволете
all about soccer over the past few weeks.
Футболните отбори да си размениме флагчета за Севастиан.
So please allow me now to hand over a flag, much like the soccer flags, to Sebastian.
Danke, Herr Präsident, Herr Ministerpräsident, Herr Bundeskanzler und danke Ihnen, sehr geehrte Damen und Herren.
Церемония по символичното предаване на председателството на Съвета на Европейския съюз на Австрия от 30 юни.
Радио К2 от мястото на събитието.